And we're live.
What's going on, guys? And welcome to another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy. And I am Brian Ozone. And with me is The Miz.
What's the Miz. On, what's up, man?
What do you got there?
I got my, there he is, baby.
You little neck and neck. I just bought this guy. Called Kalamala or something.
What is that from?
I don't know, man. He's... he's a DC Universe guy. He kind of look cool, like some type of He-Man type figure, so I bought him.
You're like me. I see something cool, I buy it, and then the girlfriend loves me later.
Yeah. My wife does that, so. But then I go and I buy her a Coach bag, so we even out, so it's all right.
we go to Denny's.
That's the secret of my toy collecting. I buy stuff, and then I make sure I get her jewelry and Coach and all this other stuff to even it out, so she can't complain. So we both win.
For anyone who doesn't know, so that's expert level right there for Mr. Ozone. I am still at intermediate.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you guys, if you want to get away with buying stuff, make sure you buy your wife or your boyfriend or whoever, significant other, buy them something as well, and then they won't be as pissed that you spent hundreds of dollars on something, because they're going to be opening something that's hundreds of dollars too. So that's my little tidbit for the night.
I'm taking that. So, luckily for me, the girlfriend collects too, so I can't hide the prices. She knows them.
Yeah. What does she collect?
She collects Masters.
Get
classics. Her, dude, her, if I could move my camera, her collection... I can't see my fat head. It's all over these walls back here.
Yeah, get that head out of the way. Wow.
I don't know how to...
Really?
No, man, she's got way more classics than I do, way nicer figures.
Oh, wow.
You can see my... I can't tell what the hell this camera is. There it is.
Dude, if I was
I got my castles.
You got to put a ring on that, man. Hello. I missed you. I said you
gotta put a ring on it.
Yeah, and then what did you say?
Can't afford one right now. I bought too many toys. Hopefully she's not watching right now.
That's great. Yeah.
No, we're working on it. She's very patient with me, and she just recently became a collector last year seeing some of the waffles. Yeah, after seeing some of the waffles and the cool lady figures, she got hooked on it, and she's collecting big time. So,
that's great. That's a good story, and you know, hopefully that will inspire other women to join in too. Because you know, if you really think about it, you know, you have Masters and you have Pop, and you have women in the Masters too. So, I mean, there's quite enough women for girls, women to collect too. So don't be afraid. Yep. Don't be shy. And if you are a collector, come out. Join us. Be out.
Do it. Yes. Come join the nerddom, man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The whole Princess of Power line.
Yeah. I love your hat. Too bad we lost last night.
I know. I had to wear the hat tonight for that. And I had to wear the Stars and Stripes for 9/11 today. So.
Yeah. That game is a heartbreaker, man. Especially losing to those stupid Cowboys. Oh, man.
It may be a tough season, but I'm okay with it. I've been a Giants fan since I was six, so.
Yeah, my whole life I'm a Giants fan.
My family beat it into me, so.
Good. It's good. Good. I like to hear that.
Yep. Strengthen me up.
What about
Mr. Ozone? Not to break topic of the Giants, but didn't you go somewhere this weekend?
Oh yeah, yeah, I did actually. I went to Powerline.
Hey, that's what it was.
Yeah. it was quite a delightful trip. I caught the plane. I live right by JFK, so I was able to take the air train. I
passed through Newark.
Oh yeah? I got the 7:10 flight out of JFK. I landed at 10:30 at LAX. So I got to the Marriott where the convention was by like, I don't know, a little bit after 10, 10:15, I'd say. immediately as soon as I got there, hugging, you know, it was a great feeling seeing everybody, and you know, so I with that, and my room wasn't ready, so I had to leave my stuff with the hotel, and I immediately, you know, went on the floor, and again seeing everybody, saying hi, and you know, immediately started buying stuff. And,
that's okay.
Yes, yeah. I honestly really didn't go that nuts this year. I do have to say though, the Earl Norm portfolio,
yeah,
is amazing.
Oh.
It is, dude, I'm telling you, if you can get your hands on that somehow, if you don't have it, get that thing.
His artwork makes me brings back all the joy of childhood. I saw Motu Joe do a video with it. He had the book wrapped.
Okay. Yeah. They did Earl McCarthy, and they did, I think, Rudy Obrero.
Yep.
But this one for Earl McCarthy, Earl Norm. Right. I got confused. The Earl Norm one is it's insane. I mean, there's so much artwork in there that I don't even remember seeing. Maybe some of it wasn't even published. I know there's a few that Shira items that he drew. What do you got?
I'm back.
You got some pictures? You got some pictures?
No. Go ahead. No, keep going. I was listening.
He did a lot of Shira stuff that I never seen before. He did a lot of the stuff that was in the magazines, the posters. In the bio, they mentioned that his most favorite things to do and draw were Conan and He-Man.
Yep.
And I think he was the best for it. I think he did a great job not knocking the other guys. The other guys are terrific as well. But Earl Norm, man, he's the epitome of like art for Masters of the Universe.
Yep.
He really, I'm telling you, if you don't have that, get that book.
Awesome.
It's not even a book. It's just, I should have counted. It's got to be close to like 50 to 100 different pictures, and the pictures are beautiful. They're big, you know. They're not small. They're huge, and it's just awesome, man. I was so impressed with it, and it's heavy as hell. I can't believe how heavy it is. It is so impressive. It's really Super 7. Super 7's name is on it, so hopefully maybe they'll do a release at the store for those that didn't go to the con.
Yep.
Which I'm hoping for, because if you're a fan, you got to get this thing, man. That was the highlight of the entire thing.
My whole art career as a child started with Masters of the Universe.
Really?
From 6 years old, I can remember. The bright colors, the primary colors, that's when I started drawing, coloring, and until this day as an adult, you know, art college.
Really?
I was a professional illustrator for a short time, but yeah, it all stemmed from that artwork.
That was, so he inspired, that, he inspired
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. The really? Whole Motu universe. Yep. That was really? My thing. And I was grabbing these Conans because our cohort, Mr. Aaron Johnson, right, was giving these away in the Waffles for a while, the Earl Norms. So really? We won a bunch of them. We didn't get any figures, but we got a bunch of the Conans, Savage Sword of Conan.
Now, did he just draw the cover, or he drew the entire?
I think he just did the covers. I didn't look inside to see.
All right. Right.
Aaron's better at that.
Gotcha.
Stuff.
Yeah. I never actually bought any Conan. I mean, I think I have a few of them tucked away upstairs in the tote somewhere, but I never really got into the Conan comics. But other than that, another thing that I was completely ecstatic for was they finally showed somehow, somewhere, somebody finally came out with the entire Power Tour on video. And
Really?
that was pretty, yeah, it wasn't great of a shot, but it was. You know, I saw that thing, I don't know, over 30 years ago at Radio City Music Hall. And, you know, it was, I haven't seen it since because nobody has it. You
That
know,
was the Masters
nobody
Universe,
knows.
right? The He-Man Skeletor. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on YouTube, you'll find bits and pieces of it, but
Okay.
you'll never find the whole thing in its entirety. And so I made after the show, you know, they had a panel of the guys that were involved with it, and so I became friendly with two of them actually, and they may come on the show at one point.
Be awesome.
Yeah, I spoke to them about it, and I said, if you're available for the show, we'd love to have you on, or we can do an interview, and just, you know, put it on the show, you know, if you don't have the time to actually be on the show. So they both agreed upon that too, so which is cool.
That's
So
awesome.
and the one fella that I spoke to, he has 20 different shows on tape. And I was speaking to what, well, go ahead.
Do you know what year that was?
I think it's got to be 86 or 87,
Yeah,
or
you're talking VHS, and oh my God, that stuff was expensive
oh
back in the
yeah
day. That's
oh
why.
yeah oh oh yeah so the guy who had the 30 or 20, I forget what he said, tapes of the entire show, he didn't say nothing for years because they had to sign you know, all these clauses and
Waivers,
stuff,
yep.
waivers, whatnot. So now the statute of limitations are up. So now he's saying, hey, listen, I have these 20 tapes. What can we do with them?
That's gold.
So, yeah, oh, it's gold. And he knows it's gold because he's the only one with them. And he has 20 different ones. So he could do a lot with those. You know, he could do a nice little, you know, well, say he has 20, you know, you can do a little DVD or Blu-ray box set of five, and you know, put three or four in each one.
Correct, span them out.
Yeah. I mean, when he told me that, I couldn't even breathe. I said, holy cow, you know, this whole time this guy sitting on 20 tapes of something that everybody's looking for.
He couldn't speak about.
Right. And
Oh.
you know, and then I was talking to him and I was telling him that, you know, I've been trying to talk to people about trying to make Songster, because Songster is the only original character linked to the Power Tour.
Wow.
Everybody else was, you know, already in Masters Universe or Pop.
Created in the universe.
They were already made as toys or whatnot. So Songster hasn't been, and but he was in the mini comic as a storyteller, if you remember. I forgot which one it was, but he was in one of the newer mini comics that
Really?
they made. Yeah, he's actually a storyteller, talking to the kids.
That's
So
awesome.
yeah, and so hopefully that's their way of getting to make him, because every time they ever put up they put up a poll and his name is on it, I always voted for him.
Really?
I truly believe that he should be made,
That'd be
because
awesome.
that's the only canon in the He-Man universe that isn't represented. And I think that, you know, Songster, I think, would be the perfect person to represent that, being that he was never made. So I hope that one day that they do it, you know.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Yourself, Aaron Johnson, man, you guys with the cannon and the lore. I'm still catching up on it. Like I said, I love the figures. I love the art, but I never read the mini comics. I never got into the stories. I watched the cartoon. But right. Now, you know, as a 37-year-old adult, I'm starting to read the comic books. And I'm starting to look back and, like I said, watch the 2000X series and just catch up on all these amazing characters. Count Marzo, one of my absolute favorites now that I know about. I just learned about him through classics, even though he was like a 2000X character. Yeah. Or 200X, whoever people want to say it. That's one of my favorite lines, the toy lines. That's where I came back into collecting again for a short time. And my walls are covered in the 200X, 2000X.
So and you know what, though? You know, when the New Adventures came out back in the day, I remember seeing the toys in Toys R Us, and I was like, man, these guys look like shit. They're terrible. You know?
Me too.
They look, you know, like, that's not He-Man. They look like crap.
Nope.
So then I remember the cartoon being on, so I said, oh, the heck would I'll give it a shot. Gave it a shot, and I was like, I was already in my teenage years anyway, so,
yep.
You know. But what happened for me was after the NYP cartoon got canceled and then He-Man kind of went back into obscurity, I was able to acquire every episode from a friend of mine of the New Adventures. So I gave it a shot. And it's an awesome story, man, because it's a continuous story from start to finish.
That's what I've heard.
It's really, really cool. I would definitely give it a shot if I was you, because you'll probably end up liking it. If you actually go in it with an open mind, and not be critical and say, oh, it's not He-Man, oh, it's not this, oh, if you go into it and you think of, you know, just take it for what it is, it's a damn good story. It's pretty cool.
That's a key point. And the same thing was, like you said, teenage years and being critical. You know, as I was growing up, like you said, vintage, that was the cartoon, the Filmation. Being an artist, like I said, now looking back at some of the stuff, I used to be very judgmental about the art. Oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to check that out. But now, as you grow a little older and you're like, you want to know more about characters, you want to know where they came from. And, you know, 87, I was 7 years old, 88, you know, I didn't really care that much. To me, like you said, the toy sucked, whatever. I don't want that. Exactly. He-Man with a ponytail. Yeah. I don't care.
Right now, to me,
it's like,
and the power, what happened sword. Here? The power sword looked like a lightsaber, you know?
Yeah. And they had a whole toy that I remember the toy. A friend of mine had it. It made the sounds.
I have it if you want to come over and play with it.
I'm not that far from you, man. You're in what? What part of New Jersey?
I'm in New York.
Oh, shit. I thought you were in Jersey. All right.
No, I'm in Howard Beach. Where are you?
I'm upstate, just outside of Albany.
Oh, so
we're not that far.
No, not at all. Awesome. Yeah.
God, that's three, cool. 3 hours. See this? We're going to have our first meeting.
we should, definitely. But yeah, I mean, that's what got me into the New Adventures. And I got hooked, man. I couldn't stop watching it, you know, and because it's an ongoing story. It's dull at some points and it, you know, it drags on, but cause it's got to tell the story. And of course it's corny because He-Man and Skeletor pop up in the same place and then, oh, so does Prince Adam and Skeletor still can't put two and two together. It's like
Clark Kent, like, Lois Lane.
It's like, all right, man. You're the most evil. You're the evilest guy in all of history, and you can't figure out this guy.
Is He-Man?
You know, right, without a tan. You know, it's so funny. It really is funny.
I've been catching up on this stuff. We have a good member throughout the Waffle groups and the other groups. This guy James Manning.
Okay.
He's got a page called King He-Man and Masters of the Universe, and he posts all the books, all the comic books. He posts every page, all the stories, all the lore. And he sent me a USB drive with the entire MYP production on, all the series. So I've been trying to watch those and catch up on it.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
New Adventures is next.
The MYP, man, that was a heartbreaker when that went off the air. I was really upset. I
loved it.
I was really upset. And then the same thing with the new Thundercats.
Oh yeah.
That was another thing that upset me because that didn't get a proper finish either because it was written so well. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great storyline, but
Great idea, wrong timing is the worst
I
thing.
was it's yeah, it was something, man. I don't know what it
It
is. I mean,
was
it's
like laser
interesting.
tag back in the 80s, laser tag.
It's a
Great idea,
barbershop.
wrong timing.
And so what else happened about PowerCon?
Yes, please tell us more.
They had actually there was a lot of new vendors this year. Usually they had a lot of usually they had I believe it was two or three different vendors that would sell the Filmation cells, from this
Oh.
from but they weren't there this year. I didn't see them. They weren't there. Who else was there? My boy Tom Breisky, he was there. He was he's an artist. He was doing his thing. He's good people. The Four Horsemen there. They were showing off their Mystical Legion line, I believe it's called, or Legion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were doing
Mythic
that
Legions.
and Mythical Legions, yeah. So I was talking with them for a while. Those guys are great to talk to because they're fans, they're down to earth guys. It was actually funny. 2 years ago, we had an impromptu, what's it called? Oh man, what is that called when you have to like find things and stuff like that? Jesus, well, I just lost my.
Scavenger
Yes, we had an
hunt.
impromptu scavenger hunt. So one of them was to get one of the, I think, Corn Boy's beard, piece of hair. So I was able to get it. I was like, dude, I need one of your hairs. Pluck it for me. So I did that. This year, I mean, it was a little quieter, I believe. It wasn't as crazy as it's been in the past. There was a lot of panels.
Excuse me.
I sat in on a couple of them. Some of them were good. One of them I conked out on right away, but that's because of the timing, the East Coast, West Coast timing. It was like
Brian, we've never known you to conk out.
It was like a nine. It was like a 9:30 start, and I was shot. So, I passed out throughout the whole thing. But, I only stayed Saturday. I landed Saturday morning. I stayed Saturday, and then I left Sunday morning. So, I basically just went there so to get to say hi to everybody. I wanted to see the Power Tour video, which I did. I got my toys. I
I was
did a
gonna
little
say,
bit of
did you get any
shop.
of the Super 7 3 packs?
Yeah, I got them. I got two of each of them. They're really cool. They're really cool.
Man, balling.
Yeah, man, I get two of everything, bro. One to open and one to keep,
Do the same.
It was kind of cool, and I got a couple of old magazines. What else did I get? I got a pin, I think it's like a 4-inch pin. And it's He-Man fighting Skeletor, and it said something like a new battle that's never been seen on TV or something like that.
Really?
I've never seen it before. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So I picked that up. I got the next wave of the muscles in the guard, I
Haven't
got
gotten any of
those.
those yet.
No, they're pretty cool. They're fun to
I
collect.
remember those when I was a little kid, man,
You're
the
right,
muscle
right.
guys. I still haven't
Yeah,
had a chance to
yeah.
get any of those.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool. And what else did I pick up? I really didn't go that crazy this year. Like I said, it the vendors weren't they had a, it was like the first time I ever went. It was pretty much all classics, man. It wasn't a lot of cool vintage stuff. And then the cool vintage stuff that you did find, They wanted so much money for it. I mean,
yep.
And, it was like, no, there was even no room to haggle with these guys.
No.
It was insane. But no, it was a lot of fun. You know, like I said, it always is. We got to drag you out there next year. You'll have a good time.
This is what I was going to ask you. Like I said, as coming in back into collecting last year, about a year and a half ago, I wasn't privy to all these cons, all these get-togethers. So this is kind of new to me. So I was going to ask you about if you knew how PowerCon came about. I believe it's Val Staples.
Yes. Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that for some of it? Like I said, I'm a huge fan, but I'm still acclimating to the classics. I'm still acclimating to the Four Horsemen and these PowerCons and Comic-Con and stuff like that that I never took part in.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm not 100%, you know, sure of what happened or how it happened, but Val Staples is he's the owner of He-Man.org.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, he's been in the community for a very long time. We were actually joking a couple of weeks ago about how long we actually knew each other. so, you know, it's funny. But yeah, he's you know, he kept He-Man.org going when there was nothing going on with He-Man. So, you know, he kept the brand alive somehow, you know, with the org on.
That's awesome.
It gave a place for people, to talk, chat, you know, trade, buy, sell. Yep. So I guess he came up with the idea of let's get a con together. Let's do something that's dedicated just for He-Man. And I believe the first year it was just He-Man and She-Ra. And then I believe they did, I could be wrong, but again, He-Man, She-Ra, and the Thundercats. And then He-Man, She-Ra, and the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, nice.
The Ninja Turtles was cool because they had the party, their van, the party van.
Really?
It was parked. Yeah, it was parked right outside the Marriott.
That'd be badass.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it had, like, I forget what turtle, but, you know, they had a turtle in the driver's seat. You could take pictures. So that was pretty, that was rad. That was really cool. And every con, they have a cosplay, whatever you want to say. What's it called? Contest. And, this one girl, she's just amazing. This girl she won, I think, 3 years in a row.
Wow.
It's phenomenal what she did. She could transform her body. It's insane. So, you know, it was an automatic win for her every year. I mean,
that's awesome.
I don't know if they told her, please stop, or she just, you know, stopped on her own, but
you're hogging all the wins.
yeah, basically. So I didn't see her this year. I was actually looking because she is actually that good. She's really, really good at it. So, you know, they do really cool stuff like that at PowerCon. They do, you know, all different things like that. Then they usually do the Rose Google podcast from there. I wanted to do something, but I was just so jet lagged with the time and everything that it just wasn't possible for me. I just couldn't keep up, man. People texting me, "Where am I? What am I?"
I was one of them.
yeah, I was out like a light, man. You know, usually, like I said, I'll go for a couple of days, so I'll go early, so I get used to staying up later, and then, you know, and then in the actual hotel itself, they have a bar, and they have like different drinks. Like I forget the names of them, but they're named after like He-Man and Teela and
that's awesome.
So yeah, the sorceress and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's I would love to go to one of these. Cassandra's my girlfriend. Her and I have been talking. PowerCon was one we wanted to go to, but the start of school this year for her little girl. I travel, like, you know, I travel 100 something days a year with work. So you and I haven't even been able to have a phone call yet. We're supposed to have a phone call 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You're sleeping, I'm traveling, so it's tough, man. I hear you.
Yeah. But one of the coolest panels I just remember was Super 7. Super 7 had a really cool panel. They, you know, they had some really cool info. And again, you know, their fans and what they do for us is amazing. So they said they got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And
I love.
And I believe it. You know, they haven't let me down yet with what they've done.
No, dude. Again, coming into this stuff about a year and a half ago, seeing Super 7, seeing how they're carrying on the Classics line, the Filmation, the Alien toy, just all the stuff, Toxic Avenger. It's so awesome to have somebody who loves the product and the licensing do that. You know, we're waiting. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, with the shipping and stuff like that, but, you know, it takes time. It takes time like anything, so. I haven't yet gotten anything. I bought the four pack of Filmation, the Triclops, the Hordak. Okay. So I got those, and I got a couple Hordaks for a friend of ours in the group. So I think I got to make one more payment on it. When those ship out, I'll finally see something from Super 7.
Very cool. Yeah, no. If you can get the reaction figures too, man, they're they're awesome.
I've seen them hanging on shelves and like Hot Topics and stuff like that. Not the Masters, but some of the other ones, and they're cool as hell.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I got all of them, and then they made me buy like the Gremlins, and I bought the Back to the Future. What else did I buy? I started buying all different ones so they can fit in. So, but yeah, they're pretty cool, those figures. I really enjoy them. I actually just got in the mail today my Trap Drawer and Man at Arms Pop figures.
I just did a small unboxing over at Motu Evolution of the Man at Arms Pop.
Really?
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, dude, same thing. I'm collecting Dorbs now. I'm collecting Pop.
Nice. Now, let me ask you a question about the Man at Arms. Yeah. I noticed on the package, it said like special something or another. Do you have any info on that? Why it said that?
I don't have it. It's at Cassandra's house right now. That's where we did the unboxing. But yeah, it had the little sticker like the other ones. Like,
yeah.
It was like the Dorbs, like it was a limited edition.
Yeah, it was because the Trap Drawer had it on it as well. It was just.
Give me a second. I got the Trap Drawer right here.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a specialty series.
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually, like the Dorbs, they number them, you know, one of 3,000 or whatever it is. Just in tiny print, it doesn't say it, but.
Yeah, I got the Tiger too the other day, but I don't believe he had any of that on it either. I have to check.
I can't see what it says under it, but it says something edition exclusive.
Really?
It's in white on light blue, but I don't know. I thought I'd missed the Man at Arms. I thought it was going to be like Scareglow. You can't get it. It's like $80, but it was $11. I grabbed it, free shipping on that other bay.
Yeah. I got to get Scareglow. I forgot they even made him. Is he out yet or no?
Yeah, he's been out. Barnes and Noble had it. It's sold out, and they're expensive. I think they're like $60 or $80 trying to get them.
Really?
Yeah, I was like everyone else. I was trying to get them off Barnes and Noble. I've been searching the Barnes and Nobles around here. Upstate, there's not many collectors up here. There's not much Motu, but. I think I was telling you, yeah. I went to a little con.
Yeah, did you?
It was called The Venue. It was just a little local thing. I went to work on a Sunday after we got back from vacation a week ago. I went into work. It was around lunchtime. I was looking on Facebook, you know, Marketplace, and I was like, what the hell is this? There's a little toy gathering going on. Cahoes, New York. Right. From like 9 to 3, I'm like, shit, it's 1 o'clock. I better go down there. I gotta go see what these guys got. Hand out some business cards.
Yeah, really.
So I went down. I'm in my gym clothes. I was just working out. I walk in. It's in a church. They got a Jurassic Park Jeep out front.
Like, oh, wow. Now,
Cahoes, New York is a small little city, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was cool to have this there. I walk in. There's a lot of local artists, comic book artists. comic book shops, toy vendors. So cool. I did score.
I ran into
somebody who was handing the business cards. He's like, oh, dude, I know you. You've been plastering all over Facebooks and Craigslist around here. So he hit me up.
You got the zip code,
He had the man Orko. I can't remember his name. I have his business card, but he sold it to me for $10. He didn't want to let it go. I was like, dude, I got $10 cash on me. He hooked me up. So he was a member of the Facebook groups and one of the MOTU groups.
Right.
But I had a little score. I was happy about that. So
nice.
I had a little visit.
Did you get the magic trick with it too or no?
I did not. But for $10 to get the Orko, the hat in great condition with the ripcord was a steal.
Yeah. The ripcord's hard to find. Usually you don't find it.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, that's tough.
He told me I couldn't put it on the auction site though. So
yeah. Do you by chance have what's the horde guy? Oh man, can't think of his name now. I'm so burnt, man.
That's all right, man. What's he look like?
He's got the wheel. The wheel on his
Dragster. Dragster.
Dragster, yeah. Do you have
No, him? I don't. I don't. I don't have the vintage version.
I wonder if the ripcord worked for both of them.
That's a good question. We should pose that to the community. Let us know if the ripcord works for Orko and Dragster. Yeah.
It probably does. It probably would.
We're going to have to do some call-ins at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be different. We should.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to – maybe we'll start doing that in the future if it's possible. We'll have to talk to Dirt about that. It'd be nice to be talk to the fans while we're on the show, and I'm sure they'll appreciate it too. And then
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. Try to think what else is PowerCon.
You had a more exciting weekend than I did. I was in Omaha traveling back home.
Oh yeah, I did. I forget what time the floor closes. They close the actual like floor where the vendors are.
Yep.
They close that, but they keep the panels going, and then people go back to their hotel rooms and have parties and who's at the pool and they go out for drinks because where the hotel's situated, like a block away is like a strip mall type thing with all the bars and restaurants and things like that. So everybody, that's where everybody goes and, they have fun doing stuff like that. But
did you go?
No, not this year. No, no.
How many years have you gone to PowerCon?
This is my fourth, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They were supposed to have one in New York. At the Marriott across the street from LaGuardia Airport, which would have been a 5-minute drive for me.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Oh yeah, it would have been great because what I was going to do was I was going to have a barbecue, and have all my friends come over, and if you've drank too much, just pass out, and we go back to the con in the morning. Hopefully, it's something that they try to do again. I forget the reason why. I forgot the reason why they didn't do it, but it fell through or something. I don't know the reason. I forget, but I really wanted that to happen. That would have been really cool. It's practically my backyard.
Oh, I've missed out twice so far. I was supposed to go to San Diego Comic-Con last year. I had a work trip in San Diego that week.
Oh, that would be nice.
And through work, one of the people I work with, her daughter was a photographer for SDCC. Oh,
that would have been nice. Well,
my trip got canceled. I couldn't get the ticket, so it sucked. I got screwed out of that one.
So, I have to find out to see maybe with our Facebook page and stuff like that if we can get passes to the cons. I don't know if we qualify or not. So maybe
you got a hefty number of members, man.
Well, you're pushing. Yeah. I mean, something we can look into because that'll let us go to Toy Fair because you have to. Toy Fair's closed to the public. It's for certain, journalists or people who own, you know, toy shops or vendors or stuff like
listen,
that.
Listen, we have eBay.com in our pocket. Let's use it.
yeah. No, it's
legitimate.
It's something I want to look into, man. You know, it'd be great to go to, you know, document it for the fans and that'd stuff like that. It'd definitely be cool, you know. And just to be there, it's fun. And again, like I said, that's how you meet people. You network and
absolutely,
you know, and you take it from there. So it's definitely something cool to do.
I mean, Brian, look at I'm talking to you. Last year, I didn't even know who you were.
Now I know exactly.
I'm having a great discussion with you about Masters Universe, PowerCon.
Exactly.
And I have all these thousands of different members and friends that I'm talking to about. I have, you know, groups, unboxing groups. Like I said, my life has changed relationship-wise. He-Man has changed my relationship. My girlfriend and I went on vacation last year, or early this year, to Connecticut to get away from work and to get away from, like, doing waffles every week. You know what we did for 2 days? We went hunting for two straight days in Connecticut.
That's awesome.
That was not our plan. It was a romantic getaway, and we ended up spending many, many dollars hunting. Connecticut has all the He-Man. That's all I got to say, man. They had every store you went to, they had loyal subjects. They had Vint. I was like, holy shit. So we spent 2 days spending tons of money and did a live unboxing from our hotel room.
I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. Me and my friend, it's my friend's friend that has he lives in Connecticut, and we hit up the flea markets and stuff up there.
Mall.
That was before I was a big He-Man collector, and they had everything then, man. I mean, cheap too, you know, ridiculously cheap. So
Man.
That's the only sad thing about living where I am. We don't have stuff like that.
Same thing up here. Like I said, I found Orko, and they had a couple of DC 2-packs, and they had a lunchbox that I have sitting over here that I paid, I think, $25 bucks for complete. Dude wanted $70 for it. I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Some people make you laugh because they think they got gold. You know, they don't realize just because it's 1983 or whatever, it's not worth anything. You know, they don't realize how many of them are out there still. Yeah. You know, it's not the the mold of the first He-Man figure or, you know, something like that. You know,
like I said, I don't mind paying for what I enjoy and what makes me happy. That's cool. And quite honestly, if I didn't already have it, I probably would have paid the $70. But
right.
But everything was overpriced. The few things I had. Luckily, I met somebody who knew who the groups were and what we did, and he's like, "Yeah, man, it's going to go in your collection." I was like, "You got it." And he took $10. I was like, "That's awesome. That's what the community is about, man."
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man. Helping each other. You know, it's
absolutely.
That's what it is. I mean, you know, I put it out there before I went. You know, if anybody needs anything from PowerCon, I'll be more than happy to get it for you.
Yeah.
Thank God nobody said yes because I had no room in my bags.
We do the same thing, man, in our groups. When I was in Connecticut, you know, I took pictures of some things and I found a little book bag and some guy was like, "Dude, pick that up for me, I'll pay you." And that's the same thing. That's what we do, man. I picked it up for him, sent to him, sent me the money. I was like, "No problem, man. It's if I got the money, I'll do it, no problem. I'm not here to fleece. I'm not here to try to charge you extra money for some shit. I want to help you with your collection. Help me with my collection."
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's fun though. It's I don't know. Hold on, I lost you. I don't know what's happening.
It's all right, man. I can still hear you.
Yeah, I pressed the wrong button. Where the heck is this Hangouts button?
I have no idea. I can still hear you though.
I found it. I got you. All right. So, I mean, I think, with PowerCon now here and gone, next is New York Comic Con, which I'm going to. I'm taking my son.
Awesome.
So that's the next big thing. And hopefully Super 7 has more to show then or other things. Maybe we'll find out if there is a She-Ra show, like, you know, everybody's saying that's going to be on Netflix or again with this live action movie. There's a date.
Oh my god!
some baloney that I don't believe. I'll never believe it until I see a trailer. You know,
yeah.
To me, it's everything has just been bogus. So until I see,
no, go ahead.
No. Yeah, I'm done.
Two things. I think when now the advent of the classics coming back so big, Super 7 showing Mattel, and hey, you know what? This is bigger than you may have thought. Everybody's seeing that. The movie will be made. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
Side point from that, when you said your son, how old's your son? Just asking.
8.
Do you have him collecting Masters of the Universe? Does he enjoy it?
He likes it, but he is the biggest wrestling nerd that you'll ever meet in your life.
Wrong with that.
This kid knows more about wrestling than I would say any wrestling person out there. You could talk about a Saturday morning event and he'll know who won. It's crazy. It's insane.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, I bought him some He-Man stuff. He plays with it, but he's more into wrestling. And
no, nothing wrong with that, man.
That's fine, man. That's who he is, you know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I only mentioned it because I was tagged in a couple unboxings today, over on Motu Nation, the Great Unboxing. We're starting to see more collectors, you know, adults, and having their kids open stuff.
Right.
I've done it with my girlfriend and her little girl. The Great Unboxing, like I had mentioned, was part of that to try to get some family element into it. Take us on your toy hunt.
Yeah.
Open up your packages. So to me, that's another really cool thing that we're passing the baton on to another generation going into 2017, 2020s.
Right.
Let's keep He-Man going, man. Let's keep Masters Universe.
Yeah. I was going to do that with this guy, but I just opened them up. So I was just anxious, but yeah. That's another thing too. I was going to do the unboxing of the 3-packs, but I was in my hotel room and my buddy was coming to get me to go to one of the panels. So I hurried up and opened them up and everything back, you know, for the morning. Cause, you know, I left at least amount of room so I can sleep and then just hop on the shuttle bus and go to the airport. So,
yep.
But, I always forget to do it on the Great Unboxing. I mean, I always get stuff and I always forget to to open it on there.
I got you to the Most Powerful Waffles. That was a big, you didn't even know who the hell I was.
Yeah.
I hunted you.
You got me.
I hunted you down.
You did. You had my wanted poster and I still keep that picture. It's great.
That was fun, man. That's part of the fun of these groups, man. People who don't know who the hell I am, we have fun with it. You know, it's like, I saw Aaron New.
That's the joy of it. I mean, I was telling the story today to I'm a plumber, so I have a helper with me, and you know I was explaining to him. I was telling him 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would never ever picture myself having or calling somebody a friend that's online
on the internet. Correct.
You know, I'd be like, no way, man. That's for friggin' nerds.
I'm getting catfished. Yep.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like that's bull. I'll tell you the truth. There's plenty of people out there that I can say that I'm actually really good friends with. They're on my Christmas card list. You know, it's crazy.
Dude, the same here. Through our waffle groups, I have met people I consider real friends. People that have done stuff above and beyond. For a stranger, like I
Without
said, we're all technically internet strangers. I've never met you personally,
but you know, we're internet strangers, but we're all connected with the power of the universe.
exactly.
You know?
It's amazing, man.
It definitely is, and it's a good thing, man. You know, I have such a different outlook now. Now it's more or less, I'm more inclined to friendships online. You know, I'd rather that.
Yep.
Because I guess you can see and read the people's bios on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Yeah. So you know what they're about. And
yep.
You can weed out the liars and the BSers and stuff like that. So
plus, we have a big enough community now too, where people know each other, and it's like, why would I risk doing something stupid to somebody over a toy or, I like I said, I met so many great people and so many friendships, and like I said, it feels like an online family. And we're putting together a WaffleCon for next year, for next March.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
We got to get you there. Aaron Johnson, there. David Carboca, myself.
I'm there. I was talking to Dirt about it when we went off the
Dirt,
last week.
Dirt.
So I am definitely there. As soon as you get the dates, man, you got to let me know so I can take off.
Yep. We'll have it probably by the end of the year, the dates and all that.
But. And we should do a live podcast from there.
Oh, absolutely. We'll spin big wheels. We'll have a live podcast, and we'll give everything away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to do it right. We're definitely going to do it right. But all right, man.
It's the bewitching hour.
You have any last words?
I just want to thank a couple of people like I do every week. Thank Aaron Johnson. He's not here with us tonight. He's busy doing that daddy thing at work and all that BS, you know.
Yeah. He's my hero.
I love Aaron, man. He's such a smart guy. Such a great guy. Aaron Johnson, Lucky Legends. David Carboca, the man who started it for me. Lucky of Lord of Destruction. You know, myself over at Most Powerful Waffles, Great Unboxing. Now Masters of the Galaxy. Yeah. Johnny Itis at Motu Evolution and all his crew. And www.hebay.com. Most Powerful Auctions.
Yeah. There you go, brother.
Because of Johnny Itis, man, we're up to 150-something members today. Man. Brian, Masters of the Galaxy, all the fans there, all the members, guys, thank you so much for welcoming me into this. Doug, Aaron, I appreciate it, man. This is so much fun for me. It's a Monday night. I'm here in a beater, in a Giants hat. I'm ready to go watch the Monday Night Football. I got to talk to He-Man. Look, I'm excited like a little kid, dude. I can't help it.
That's what I love about it, man. You become a kid again, you know? That's what's great about this. It's hard to explain to people who don't have that passion, that they're not going through this. But
exactly, man. I see the joy in your look when you're awake.
Oh, dude, I love it. I got one in.
Come on. Nah, man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, everybody. Brian, please. Yeah, check man. This out.
Yeah, man. So listen, I just want to say thanks, guys. And you know, if you want to listen to the podcast where I fall asleep on, you can go to motgpodcast.com to listen to all our past podcasts. I want to thank the guys at popculturenetwork.com. Go there, check their site out. There's always great stuff there. You know, Dirt's always got some good info on there on stuff. Check out, you know, the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. We try to update and keep everybody informed on new stuff. Don't forget to go to ebay.com and, you know, give the Miz, you know, give him a chance, man. He's got something good going. And
We'll get there, man.
You know, and, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, maybe start doing some different things on the show. Maybe get the audience involved. Maybe do some call-ins or whatnot. We got to see what's involved with that. You know, that's.
You haven't seen me put on a production yet.
Yeah.
I'm just. No. No.
All right, brother. So, with that being said, man,
I
want to say thanks. And thanks for everybody for watching. And until next time, man, rock on. Oh, I just got up. I feel like a 6-year-old man.
I think we're still alive.
Yeah, we probably are.
Did Doug fall asleep?
Yeah, it might be his turn.
Yeah, the show doesn't actually end until you guys hang up on it.
Oh, I don't know how to hang up.
All right. All right, boys. I'll see you later.
Take care, brother.
Later, man.